Next application is case number 11476. The application of Donald E. and Karen A. Radcliffe. The site is located northeast of Road 298 Leading Road, being southeast corner of Joanne Drive and Stacy Drive, and being lot 34 within John Burton Manor subdivision, with the 911 address of 101 Stacy Drive, Millsboro, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 234, map 29, parcel 863, requesting a special use exception for a recovery home. For the benefit of the board, I've just passed down copies of, I believe, six letters in opposition to this application for their review, and they are part of the record. And it would give the during the public hearing, the board will have the opportunity to review those letters. Some are handwritten or short, and a couple of them have a little length, but they're not long, super long anyway. And that's all I have, unless you have a question.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Mr. Lang? Hearing none, thank you, Mr. Lang. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, William Garnett, 2828 Washington Street.
Donald Radcliffe, 31795 Legion Road, Millsboro, Delaware.
Robert Buckley, 32172 Robin Hood's Loop, Millsboro, Delaware.
Okay. And do the three of you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
First thing, thank you for entertaining this request. I would like to bring to your attention that the 220 Joanne Drive is the 911 address. It is not 101 Stacy Drive. 101 Stacy Drive is my additional residence in that park, in that development. That is incorrect. The address we're talking about is 220 Joanne Drive.
Is that advertised correctly, Mr. Mike?
There was information that was available when we advertised. It's actually 220 Joanna Drive.
That is correct.
So was the people notified then that needed to be?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, sir.
We'll see how it's advertised.
There were, looks like 10 notifications sent within 250 foot of the site. So the notification individuals should have been correct, because it's we only go within 200 foot of the site, and they're all checked off to be in the boundaries.
Wow, but we didn't down this road.
Yeah, Mr. Lang, the concern I'd have is just like we had with Sea Pines a couple years back, where if on the agenda it was listed the wrong 911 address, I feel it's analogous to the facts that we had there, where the notice could be an issue.
And we got overturned, didn't we?
I believe we did.
Yeah, we did.
I believe when that was before I was here, but if I recall, that was a case where the wrong property had been posted.
Right.
The judge Graves, I believe, said that we weren't required to post it, but if you're going to post it, make sure you post the right address. And I'm wondering. I think we've got a similar circumstance here.
We think the correct also, address
excuse me,
was
just, no, just a minute, sir. And we also head down to Bethany Beach with the cell tower.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, the Sea Pines case.
Yes, okay, we had that with that Sea Pines. So that'd be the case.
I think if that's the case, it'd be best to re-advertise.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Well, sir, we're having our discussion right now. Go have a chance to speak, okay?
All right.
Thank you. Just a moment. We're trying to get this resolved.
That's my recommendation.
Well, that's what happened. You know, the other one didn't end up with that cell tower did, because it went back, right?
That's the law.
No point in hearing it twice.
Huh?
There's no point in hearing it twice.
No.
I do believe the sign did say 220 Joanne Drive.
But we're trying to, just a moment, sir.
The sign is where?
The sign that was posted on the property does say 220 Joanne Drive. In this letter, states 101 Stacy Drive. There is only one address on Stacy Drive, which is 101, and it is not this property. They sit right next to each other. It's lot 34 and 35.
I just don't know where they got the address from.
They've had it wrong for the last 7 years.
No, I mean, they've had it wrong for the last 7 years?
Yes, I have been trying to get this taken care of for over 7 years. And when I applied for the application, I thought it had been taken care of at that point because I also called the 911 and had it changed with them. But I don't know that it was changed in all areas.
Well, the address on the application states William B. Garnett, and it gives an address of Washington Street Extended, which is just for the applicant's notification. The owner's name is under Donald E. and Karen Radcliffe, which is, again, a different address, 31795 Legion Road.
That's one of three residences that we have.
I understand, but I'm just trying to figure out how we ended up with one whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 101 Stacy Drive, when you're saying it was 220?
220.
It's 220 Joanne Drive, that is correct. And that's where the tax bill goes to, too.
Okay.
What happened on the tax map, the original tax map, these two lots were flip-flopped. Lot 34 and 35. The last three numbers of the tax was 862 and 863. 863 is my lot. 862 is the one adjacent to it, which is the 101 Stacy Drive. On the tax map here, they had been inadvertently changed. And that was discovered when we applied for the application.
So you didn't know it?
I knew it. It was getting them to admit to it. And we finally did when the lady who helped us that day brought the huge map out, and she seen that they had been inadvertently put in incorrectly.
But you're a corner lot.
I am a corner lot, and so is 101 Stacy Drive.
Right.
But which lot is for this
the
application?
The 220 Stacy Drive.
Is it one for the?
Is the one for the recovery home.
You're the one on the cul-de-sac, correct?
Well, I own both of them.
Okay. The property that's the subject of this application is the one on the cul-de-sac, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And that property is what you're saying is 220 Joanne Drive.
That is correct.
The property that is adjacent to, which is lot number 862.
That is correct.
Is 101 Stacy Drive.
That is
what
correct.
You're saying. Okay.
If you look at the tax map that's attached to the drawing or attached to the application, you'll see that it goes around the cul-de-sac. It runs from, for example, in the cul-de-sac 858, 59, 60, 61, then it jumps to 63, and then jumps over to 62. It
right.
Skips it. So I don't know how that happened. That's what you're trying to correct.
That's correct.
Again, my recommendation, Mr. Chairman, from what I understand, it appears that the property sounds like it was posted correct. The concern I've got is the public agenda, which is also publicized,
right,
has the wrong listed 911 address, which could confuse someone looking to attend this evening for or against,
right,
from being aware that this was an application there, even though I recognize the properties right next to each other.
Sure.
I think it is a similar situation what we had before with the Bethany cell tower case several years back.
Right.
And my recommendation would be that this be re-advertised. Whenever it's re-advertised for, done correctly, put at the front of the agenda,
right,
so that this can be heard and properly advertised.
I got to go on.
So moved.
But the question, I mean, still, I know where you're coming from, Jamie, but he notified at 200, right?
We notified everybody within 200 foot.
200 feet. So
The problem, Mr. Workman, is, and this was the same thing that happened in the Sea Pines case. The folks that were within 200 feet got notified, but if there's some confusion about which property is the subject of the application, and on this, if you look on the agenda, we have a different tax map parcel number from the street address.
Yeah.
That can create somebody. look, I'm just going by what we had in the Seapines decision.
So we can listen to the case and next time be doing it again.
Right.
Yes, we'd have to hear it twice.
I hear it twice, is what I'm
saying.
Yeah, I
don't want to hear it twice.
That's what could and did happen down there with us.
Yeah.
Motion to re-advertise the hearing.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I got it. Ma'am, wait a minute. Just a moment, please. I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard.
Yes.
That we re-advertise case number 11,476. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated by Mr. Mills on the advice of counsel, that case number 11,476 be re-advertised and put to the front of the agenda as when it is done. Okay? Yeah. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Okay, now, Mr. Sharp, we have a question here in the audience.
What's that, Mr. Chairman? I'm sorry.
This lady here had a, she wanted to ask about it.
My name's Elizabeth Shepherd. Speaking on behalf of residents of John Burton Manor.
Ma'am, you can address this board.
I'm sorry.
Please.
I called last week when we found out that Mr. Radcliffe, well, first of all, we found out when the address was wrong. I called Planning and Zoning, or whoever was on the thing, and they said, we'll deal with it when you get here.
Well, the problem, the dilemma that we have is that if we went ahead and heard the case, and we've done this in the past, thinking, you know, all intentions good, and then the case gets overturned in court, and the court turns around and says we have to rehear it because it wasn't advertised properly. And so rather than hear this case twice, we already know what the end result will be. It just... it doesn't make sense to do so.
101 Stacy is his mother's home.
Okay.
No, it's mine.
Well, it doesn't.
It is?
Ma'am.
Please address the board.
Press the board.
Okay. I'm not
trying to help. It's okay.
We have spent 2.5 hours here.
We understand.
I have 22 signatures. I have 3 homeowners that live in a facility within hundreds of feet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it in our neighborhood. And I have been fighting this for a year and a half with Legislative Hall up in Dover. Every representative down there knows. And when I made a phone call after Labor Day, Mr. Radcliffe should have known 101 is not where the sign is posted. I have pictures where the sign is posted on 220 Joanne. I took pictures of 101, which is his mother's. Mr. Radcliffe does not live in our neighborhood. He lives on Legion Road. Numerous deaths throughout the past.
Ma'am,
we can't. I know.
Yeah.
We apologize for the inconvenience.
We'll have a chance.
What am I going to tell my neighbors and the residents that
it's
live here?
It's going to be re-advertised correctly, and it'll be when they have it reheard. You'll trigger to the beginning of the cases that night. As soon as it can be done, Mr. Lank will address it between him and counsel and get it done.
It'll be the first hearing. You won't have to wait.
It'll be the first hearing.
And there, much like with this one, there's an opportunity for folks for or against to submit to either appear or to.
I don't know about what the.
We've already got scheduling finished up till middle of November.
Excuse me.
Please, one at a time, Mr. Mills, Mr. Lank.
Is it possible, and you don't have to answer right now, but would it be possible that we have a special hearing for that sooner?
Possible, it's up to the board.
Okay. We can do that.
Why don't we do that then?
I don't know where we're going to put it, but we have to go, because Monday nights are pretty much taken.
Thursday night?
Look at the schedule and see.
Sure.
That's all.
Take Thursday night.
Thursday night's commission night. Wednesday night. Well, anyway, can you look into that?
We have to look at it and see.
Okay. If and when you can. And
we apologize for the inconvenience.
Any of my paperwork or any paperwork from Planning and Zoning that's sent down to you where We're trying to get the halfway house closed down, or what, recovery home?
We have letters in opposition.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. We have all everything. That. Oh, yes, yeah. Ma'am. We have that. The packet
is
right here.
Is there anything that we can do before hearing to get this home shut down?
No, we have all the information. We'll look at that. We'll be looking
we
at all that.
We got this evening tonight. We'll look at this also.
But this is a matter of...
Is the home in operation now?
Yeah. Yes. It took me about the last month to go around. We have residents that moved into the neighborhood, was never told when they bought their home. They have numerous children.
Okay,
they
I just asked the question.
Okay, let's just, yeah.
We cannot give you any legal advice. If you're looking to have your presentation at your next meeting,
might be a good
there's
idea.
An opportunity there to either submit something in writing beforehand, show up, have counsel, and that also goes for the applicant. The applicant and their supporters can do that as well. But we want to make sure that what we have is a fair and level playing field for both sides, and we'll make sure that we advertise it the right way this time and that everybody's given that fair opportunity.
Can I ask one question? How was it if Mr. Radcliffe sent this letter or our understanding that tonight we heard that he's trying to do 101, a halfway house and recovery house as well. So we didn't,
we have
you
no
know.
No way of knowing that, ma'am.
Yeah, if you're talking about a separate parcel,
yes.
Then he would have to apply yes. also
right.
for that
right.
parcel. Right. If he's only requesting for one parcel, that's all we'll hear.
Yeah.
This whatever. Application is just for parcel 863.
So we have to wait until you repost it again?
Unfortunately.
So it'll be in the paper?
Yes, it would be advertised, and letters would go out again. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You will.
Yeah,
be
you'll
notified.
Be notified.
All right,
yes,
thank
then
you.
We need a special meeting, or that our next meeting, it would be November the 17th.
That'll be the first available. We'll have to re-advertise.
Yeah, the first one. Then, just as we can, ma'am, you will be notified.
Okay.
You, remember, you've heard it here, all through the news. You know, we did admit to you we made a mistake.
Yeah.
We made a mistake.
And we're
okay.
trying to rectify it forever.
So I should have had somebody's name that I talked to when they said, we'll deal with it when
well,
we got
that
here.
Would help.
That would help, but...
Well, if you called last week, that's all we could have said, because the board would have to act to change it.
And
we can't
it
just
we
withdraw
here.
It and start over without... But it was already scheduled.
So you think if we all knew...
But we did.
Mr. Radcliffe, you know... All right.
But we didn't.
It's unfortunate.
I don't
think
we should be taking any more comments here, Mr.
No, we
Chairman.
Don't need to be taking any more comments, ma'am. I'm
thank
sorry.
You.
We can't take any more, ma'am, because we're going to re-advertise a case. Okay? Okay. We'll put that down for re-advertising.
So it's going to be all new of this, right?
Yep.
They all new.
We'll give them a chance to get out.
Ooh, Pat.
Wow. Huh? Ladies and gentlemen, we've still got some more hearings. We'd appreciate it so we could move forward for the next applicant. Okay. You could call the office to talk to Mr. Lank in the morning, sir, and I'm sure
available.
They'll be available in the public record tomorrow.
Public record tomorrow, sir. Okay. Okay. Ma'am, we can't discuss it. Ma'am,
does that mean that nobody should be residing in that home until
his application is valid? We can't take any legal action against his application until there's a decision made by the board.
Right.
Okay. Okay. What's the next one?
Next case, then, Mr. Lester.
Next application.
Please.